Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It is 9:40 on a Tuesday. This is when we like to check in with our good friend Karen Lyle, who will co-host this segment with me. She is with SailSportsTalk.com. Karen, how are we doing today?
We are doing fantastic. It's a beautiful sunny day and really a great day for sailing and talking about sailing.
Yes, and let's bring in our guest. Quite happy to have her. It is Nicole Braille, and she has got a rich history of sailing after attending Yale and representing the United States as well. But she's going to be participating in the Ficker Cup, which is part of the Long Beach Yacht Club that is coming up here on the 19th through the 21st of this month. Nicole, welcome to the show. Tell us a little bit more about what the Ficker Cup is, please.
Hi there, Rick. Hi, Karen. Thanks for having me on. The Ficker Cup is a highly esteemed event named after Bill Ficker, who was a legendary sailor and match racer, and local to Long Beach. And it's a one-on-one match race tournament. And it's also part of the World Match Racing Tour and is a qualifier for the granddaddy of match racing events called the Congressional Cup.
Nicole, congratulations on being the number one U.S. ranked woman skipper and also the fifth in the world. That is quite an accomplishment. And I guess you're up there competing also with Megan Thompson in this Ficker Cup, hoping to go into the Congressional Cup next.
Yeah, actually, Megan, myself, and one of Megan's fellow countrymen, Celia Willison, will be competing at the Ficker Cup, trying to get a spot in the Con Cup. So there's three of us.
So can you talk Can you talk about the nuances of growing up on the East Coast, and then now you're here in the city at the St. Francis Yacht Club, and then we talk about, you know, going down to Long Beach. Is there, you know, the Pacific is anything but what are some of the nuances between the Atlantic and the Pacific for you as a top sailor?
Well, Long Island Sound and the coast of New England has the long history of yachting, and I would say there are a lot of quaint harbors and lots of local knowledge associated with the different venues that you can find yourself buoy racing in. When I moved out to San Francisco and raced on the bay, I guess the awesome scenery and natural amphitheater of the coastal range and the vastness of the Pacific Ocean was quite intimidating. And, you know, the bay has a lot of tidal currents and, you know, the rugged coastline of the West Coast it's just quite awesome. So there's a lot of, like, aesthetic differences. Geography plays a role everywhere you sail. But it was definitely challenging adapting to my new home waters.
Nicole, you were recruited by Yale for soccer, but ended up choosing collegiate sailing. Tell us why.
Oh, it was such a tough choice. You know, I was a 19-year-old kid, and I love the game of soccer. It is a beautiful game. I played for a small high school in Eastern Connecticut, and we were noted for playing higher than our Class S category, and we had a lot of heart. And I was recruited to play for a really strong women's Division I program in the Ivy League, and it was fantastic, but I always knew that sailing was going to be a part of my college experience and my life experience. And college sailing is, you know, it is a tremendous boost for your tactical experience. It's like a very distilled short course many races per day challenge, and I just felt like I needed to invest in the game that I was going to end up playing for decades to come, and I couldn't balance the two. So I stuck around the soccer world a little bit by returning as a soccer coach for a few years after, but yeah, that was a tough one.
Nicole, what is it about your, you know, tactical nous, whatever it is, with sailing that you were just better than everyone else? Like, could you sort of see three moves ahead like a chess player? Were you quicker? What was it about you and being on the seas that was just, you were better than your competitors?
Well, one of the advantages to growing up in the sport of sailing, or even just recreational sailing, is a lot of things just come to you innately, you know, as like any kid learning something new. And sailing is sort of a tiered cake of sorts, or a pyramid. And in order to play the tactical game, the chess game, if you will, you have to have a really solid foundation in, you know, handling, boat trim for speed. All those things are like, you can really apply a lot of energy to doing those things well. And but they become a distraction when you end up in a tricky boat on boat situation. But if you have all that sort of innately built into, like, the boat's an extension of you, then you can sort of just engage that chess game a little bit more focused.
Nicole, you started sailing at the age of 2. Now, that has to have involved some adults in your life. Tell us about that beginning.
Or not.
Yes. I owe a lot to my parents. My father in particular fell in love with the idea of becoming a sailor when he was in his 20s, and he found an abandoned sunfish on the beach and started trying to teach himself. And as he got older and met my mom and got married and had a couple of kids, he had graduated to a larger sailboat with you know, some sleep aboard bunks. And so I was a really little kid when I went day sailing and adventuring and staying overnight on some of the coastal harbors of New England. It was like going to these mystical places far, far away. So it just kind of got baked into me. And I really credit my dad for staying two steps ahead of his kids while we were growing up. We never really knew that, you know, we would someday maybe surpass him in our racing skills.
Let me throw these three words at you. Allegra, Knapp, Mertz. Tell us about that trophy.
Oh, man. Well, those are some names of preceding sailing legends, women in the sport, in the late 1900s, if you will, when I was, some of them still racing when I was growing up, and they have put their name on these highly coveted trophies that we now compete for. And it's part of the honor, to honor their legacy and to vie for being at the top of the game. When I raced in the U.S. Women's Match Racing Championship and won the championship, I hoisted those trophies high. So, yeah, those are special people.
Nicole, one of the very first people that we interviewed in Sail Sport Talk in 2019 was Ian Williams after he won the Conn Cup for another time. Have you competed against Ian?
I have never competed against Ian, but I am a fan of his. I have great respect for him and all the accomplishments of him and his team. I watch a lot of videos to learn some tricks from those guys. And one of the really special rewards for doing well in the upcoming Ficker Cup would be a chance to race against him and just get to know him as a competitor.
You know, it's interesting, too. It's time for one more question. As I was watching Sail GP, it always seems like they would have one woman, and she was sort of, I guess, for the lack of a better word, the sort of the strategist. Like, when you watch Sail GP, how do you picture yourself on the boat as the skipper, the helmsman? How would you see it?
Well, that's a good question. I would love to be on the helm of one of those boats. It just is amazing. But I do have to say that my skills as a strategist or even a tactician could be probably well put to use, because they don't have a lot of experience on the helm of a flying boat. I tend to stick to the more traditional matched boats. So
you're used to being actually on the surface of the water.
Yes, but I just am in awe of them and what they're capable of doing. They play the game while they're going Mach 2, and it's just impressive.
We've been speaking with Nicole Braille, and she will be competing, as I mentioned, in the 2024. Ficker Cup, and representing San Francisco, more or less, at the St. Francis Yacht Club. So thanks for coming on, and best of luck.
Hey, thanks so much, you guys. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Nicole. Such a pleasure to meet you.
And Karen, real quick, when are you getting back out on the waves?
Tomorrow, of course. Maybe today. I may not wait.
All right, very good. Thanks for coming on again, Karen.
Thanks. Good talking to you, Rick. Next Tuesday, we'll see you again.